Welcome back. Yesterday, we talked about common mistakes people make with using labels for the first time, and today we're going to be talking about tone. The book talks about three different tones that you can use in communication. There's the smiling voice. You can literally smile to achieve that tone of voice. There's the late-night FM DJ voice. That is low, slow, and calm. With that voice, you often end on a lower tone. The questioning tone is where you raise the pitch at the end of your statement. Actually, I have a story about this. I was talking to a client about a course of action that he might take, and he seemed like he wanted to do the course of action. But there was something in his face where I just had the sense that there was something he didn't like about it, so I used a label. It seems like there's some hesitation, and he told me the issues that were bothering him about the action that he was potentially going to take. And we were able to figure out a better way of doing it in a way that would work better for him. That little uptick in pitch at the end is what makes the questioning tone. If you want to make a label sound like a question, you have it end on a high pitch. It seems like there's some hesitation. I'll explore more about when you use each of these tones tomorrow.